The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're going to look ahead to William Hill St. Ledger Night at Wimbledon, which takes place on Tuesday evening. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
In good form, Mark. Looking forward to what should be a cracking night racing at Wimbledon.
It should. We'll move on to the big races in due course. We're going to look at the eight races that are televised on Tuesday evening. But just before we get stuck into that, without giving too much away, Jonathan, one or two surprises maybe in the semi-finals?
I think so. Unfortunately, one of the leading St. Ledger fancies race night, Jenny, who'd broken the track record in the quarterfinals, got a troubled run and was subsequently found to be lame. So that was very unfortunate for connections and, of course, backers as well. But there's plenty of quality in both the finals. I think these renewals will stand the test of time when we look back at them.
Okay, good stuff. Well, we'll get stuck into those as we go along the night. But the first race we're going to look at is the 7:34. We kick off with the William Hill Sprint, which is an open race of 273 metres. So the speedsters in action here, Jonathan. Who'd you like on the card opener?
I don't think this is potentially the strongest of sprint contests that Wimbledon has seen, and it gives a really good opportunity to Mustang Blitz to score for Nora McElistrom. He was a regular winner for Barry Draper on the Northern Circuit earlier in the year, and certainly has already looked good for Nora McElistrom winning at Hove. He suffered a tumble at Sittingbourne last month, but flew round here in a trial last week, and I think anything like a repeat of that will be more than good enough. Main danger may come from Trap 5, Express Max. He can make things difficult for himself with moderate starts, but if he ever does come away on level terms, he's as quick as anything to the bend. For third, I like Wee Tiger Tots in Trap 6. She likes a wide draw. Hasn't perhaps run particularly well the last twice, but you can never discount her. I'm going for 3 Mustang Blitz to beat 5 Express Max and 6 Wee Tiger Tots.
Okay, on to the second race of the evening. This is the 7:49, and this one is the William Hill 480 Maiden, an open race over 480 metres. Who'd you like in that one, Jonathan?
Guesswork involved with this. You know, greyhounds that are relatively unexposed, but the trial form of On Alert in Trap 1 does stand out, particularly a 28.81 over this course and distance on the 25th of October. Linda Prouse's recent arrival had some decent form in Ireland, ran in the Irish Derby, and really wouldn't have to be anything out of the ordinary to prove tough to beat in this. Trap 4, Tin Treach Willie, has a good form here, graded, won his last two A1s in terrific style, and he could be the main danger with the benefit of that local knowledge. And another Wimbledon trained greyhound, There It Is in Trap 5, can fill the tri-cast position, dropping back in trip having run in the St. Ledger. I'm going for 1 On Alert to beat 4 Tintreach Willie and 5 There It Is.
1-4-5 in the second race then. The third race of the evening is the 8:04, and we've got obstacles in the way in this one. It's the William Hill 480 hurdle, and which ones do you like here, Jonathan?
Corner Maddie Jumbo in 6 has absolutely dominated hurdles racing this year, landing the triple crown of the Springbok Champion Hurdle and Grand National. But he was beaten at Romford last time, and I think he might suffer another reverse here, because Trap 1, Jetstream Reason, who went on to win that Romford competition, the Triumph Hurdle, and was also the winner of the Irish Grand National at this time last year, well, he's definitely got his draw. He loves Trap 1, one of the closest railers there is in training. If he gets away on terms, I can see him turning handy at worst, and then proving too strong for Corner Maddie Jumbo when it matters. You write off Corner Maddie Jumbo at your peril, but he was well beaten, fading actually into sixth place when he met Jetstream Reason here back in August, and it might be a similar outcome. Trap 3, Mash Mad Snowy, was last year's Grand National winner and has been showing definite signs of a return to form of late. Going for 1 Jetstream Reason to beat 6 Corner Maddie Jumbo and 3 Mash Mad Snowy.
Okay, 1-6-3 then. In an interesting race at 8:04, the 8:19 sees the bitches in action. This is the William Hill at 480 ladies, and we're over that 480 metre trip. Who would you side with in that race, Jonathan?
Very much in the Aero Babushka camp here. from trap three. She's got some really top-class form lately, particularly a 27-16 win at Henlow on the 19th of October. Was beaten at Nottingham next time out, but then we came here and flew round in a trial. 28-48, admittedly on a quick track. She's got a good all-round game, but early pace is her strong point, and I can see her leading by the first bend. Satellite Masabo in one has taken really well to the track since trainer Tony Collette joined here and is an obvious threat. She also will look to be up there from the outset. Of the others, well, trap 5, Borna Karma, been in stunning form at home track Romford lately. It'll be interesting to see how she adapts to this circuit. I'm going for 3, Aero Babushka, to beat 1, Satellite Masabo, and 5, Borna Karma.
Okay, 3-1-5 then. In that one, the 8:34 is the fifth race we're going to look at. And this one is the William Hill Marathon. We step up to 894 metres for this open race. And which of the stayers do you like, Jonathan?
I'm going to go for Maze Petal in trap 3. And she stepped up to 8 bends full marathon racing when setting a new track record at Nottingham a couple of weeks ago. That wasn't a particularly oft-used distance, so you take the track record with a pinch of salt, but the actual form looks very good, and the manner of her victory was good indeed. Trap 6, Fizzy Pop Magic, ran well in the St. Ledger, winning in the heats, and certainly must be respected back up over a distance where she already has winning form, winning a 9:30 at Hove in September. But the interesting runner could be trap 2, Festival Time, who certainly shapes as though this sort of distance will suit her. I expect her to put in a bold show too. However, I'm going for 3, Maze Petal, to beat 6, Fizzy Pop Magic, and 2, Festival Time.
Okay, yeah, 3-6-2 there. Then Jonathan siding with the inform Maze Petal. We move on to the 8:49 next, which is the William Hill 480 Standard Division A. It's the first division of this open race over 480 metres. And which ones are of interest here, Jonathan?
I think it's a race where you can make a case for many of the field, but I'm going to go with King Deck in trap 1. Now, he disappointed when beaten after leading in the Breeders' Final at Nottingham recently, but he's probably better than that, and he's well suited by the draw here, because I think 2, Ballygibb and King, will move off and give him plenty of room on the rails early. His early pace can see him get the run of the race from the front. Trap 4, Screen Critic, reached the Derby final here in 2013 and has really had a bit of a renaissance of late, but he would have preferred a wider draw. Trap 5, G-Lo Jet, has really done well for Carl Perry lately with a couple of Sheffield wins and then a good trial here. It'd be interesting to see how he is supported in the market. I'm going for 1, King Deck, to beat 4, Screen Critic, and 5, G-Lo Jet.
1-4-5 in the 8:49 then. We get down to the real business end in the last two races. The 9:04 is the RFS Puppy Derby final, which is an open race over 480 metres. We have betting on site for this as well. And Linson Sanchez is the 4-5 market leader. Like It A Lot is 3-1, 5-1 for Ballymac Gordy, 8-1 for Millwood's Whitey, Dragon Posse is 12-1, and Watch Your Face is the 20-1 outsider. Linson Sanchez has been at the top of the betting for the last few rounds. Jonathan, do you see him finishing off the job here?
I think there might be a bit of value in opposing him, Mark. He's done nothing wrong in the competition, but Like It A Lot in trap 1 ran an absolute blinder against him in the semis last Friday. And now the draws are reversed, we might see a form reversal too. Neither of them are electric to the bend, but they both have decent early pace. And it may well be that Like It A Lot can go round in front if coming away on level terms. Of course, Linson Sanchez, who hasn't put a foot wrong, is a massive threat. But so too, to be respected, is the other Pat Buckley runner, Ballymac Gordy in 3. He's probably got a little bit better early, and a smash break would make him interesting. However, if you're looking for a tri-cast mixer, look no further than Dragon Posse in 5. He's got good makeup here outside the railers and he's so strong. I'm going to go for 1, Like It A Lot, to beat 2, Linson Sanchez, and 5, Dragon Posse.
Okay, 1-2-5 then. In the Puppy Derby final, on to the big race of the evening, the 9:19, which is the William Hill St. Ledger final, which is over the 687 metre distance, and Roxholm Dream is the 5-4 market leader. Millwood's Teddy is 3-1, 7-2 for Chicago, 4-1 for King Kane, 16s for Farley Chicken, and Killiford Carly is 33-1, the outsider of the field. Roxholm Dream at the top of the market here, Jonathan, obviously has the form to back that up, but is there a slight concern with the draw?
Possibly so. I think she would have preferred to be in three or four. But as it is, she's got a makeup here where she has to out-trap or clear Chicago in one. And I actually think she can do that. She did it in the semi-finals last weekend. She boasts the only unbeaten record in the competition. And after much deliberation, I'm going to side with her to land this fantastic £25,000 first prize. She was made to work hard by Millwood's Teddy in the end last Friday. But I do think that her drawing two is probably better than Millwood's Teddy's berth in four. I can see Rock's Home Dream going round in front and repelling all challengers. Millwood's Teddy has to be respected as a major threat. He's done really well in the competition, probably thriving as it has gone on, which some people thought might not be the case. He is running at the absolute top of his game. King Kane has got better and better as the competition's progressed. He was the TV trophy winner, so he's got no problems with stamina, and he will be finishing strongly. Chicago, well, he's going to have to lead clear to get away, and that might be difficult in this field. I'm going for two Rock's Home Dream to beat four Millwood's Teddy and six King Kane.
Okay, Rock's Home Dream then to win the big one, 2-4-6 for Jonathan in the William Hill St. Ledger. Set to be a cracking night at Wimbledon. Jonathan, thank you very much and good luck. Enjoy the evening on Tuesday.
Looking forward to it indeed. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.